Let us again start the sugya on Daf Tzadik Dalet Omed Aleph. This is a complicated sugya. Let us start again from the Baraisa, which is five lines from the bottom. Tano Rabbonon Hasheleach Yerech Lechaveiroi Shleimo. A person sent a Yerech Shleimo Lechaveiroi. He did not remove the Gidanoshe. There's no necessity to remove the Gidanoshe, because when the Chava gets the Gid and he sees it's Shleima, so he realizes that the Gid was not removed. So he realizes that if he wants to eat this Yerech, he has to get a hold of a Menaker to remove the Gid. Chatuche. What if he sends a gid chatuche, a yerech chatuche, that means it is cut up, and it means it is cut up the way the menachem cut a yerech, so superficially it looks from all the cuts that the gid was taken out, and lemaise, he did not take out the gid anosh, he started cutting it, and he decided he won't remove it. Is tzorich little amen agidanosh. Then he has to go and take out the gidanosh, because this yerech is very misleading. The yid that's going to get this gidanosh is going to see that it is cut, and so he'll be under the impression that the gid was removed. So if you want to send a yerech chatuche, you have to remove the gid. Now, what if he's sending this yerech to a goy? Bein chatucha, bein shleima, say it is a chatucha, say it is a shleima, ein tzorech litol heimeno gidanoshe. He doesn't have to remove the gidanoshe. So, pashtus is, because by a goy, there is no problem of a gidanoshe, or send a chatuche to a goy. So, what's the problem? It's chatuche, so the goy thinks he removed the gidanoshe. He really didn't remove the gidanoshe. So, what is the problem? But we'll see there's a lot of problems. Because if it's chatuche, this goy might sell it to a yid. And the yid will, when the yid buys this from the goy, he will be under the impression that the gid anoshe was removed. He'll see from the chituch, this is a chituch of a yid, and so we'll see this is not a posha to him. But al kaponim, so here it says, one is permitted to send a yerech chatuch to a goy. Bein chatuche u bein shleim. And he's not mechuyev to remove the gidanosh. That's halacha number two. Halacha number three. Umipnei beis dvorim omru ein moichrin neveleis utreifes loivet kechav. There are two reasons why one should not sell neveleis utreifes to a goy. Echad mipnei shemas ayu. One of the reasons are that he's fooling the goy. That means the goy is under the impression that he's getting kosher meat, and lemaise he's selling him nevelas atreifes. Ve'echad, and another reason, shema yachzer v'yimkereno liyisrael. This goy might sell it to a yid, this meat, this nevelas or treifas that he purchased. If you sell a goy nevelas or treifas, he'll sell it to a yid. Vim kerenu li Yisrael acha. The Gemara is going to explain this barais as soon as we finish the barais. A fourth halacha, v'lo yoymar odom lo'ivet kechovim. A person should not tell a goy, kachli bedinel ze bosa. He should not tell a goy to purchase, he gives him money, to purchase meat by Yiddish tabach, mipnei beis dvorim, because of two reasons. Echad mipnei ha'anosim. One reason is that if you give a goy money, so the goy will go to the Yiddish butcher and they'll tell him, give me meat, and he shows him the money. The butcher will take out the meat, and then before he has a chance to get the money, the guy will chop away the meat and won't pay him for it. Ve'echot, so don't make a shliach a guy to purchase for you meat, because by doing this, the butchers might lose out. Ve'echot, shema moichin loy neveles v'treifes. And another reason you should not make a goy a shliach to purchase for you meat, because he might sell the goy, the tabach, might sell the goy nevelus atreifus. These are the halachas we learned. Now, before we go further, let's again give a hakdome that we had learned 2 days ago. We're speaking about Bizman Chazal, the Tabochim were Yidin. The Shlachtaiser were Yidin. That means if you bought something from, in the Shtot, they were the Shochtim, they were the Menachah, they were everything. So if you got meat, we knew it didn't come from a different Shtot, it came from this Shtot. So one could assume readily that it's kosher meat. I mean, it came out from a Yiddish shlachtos, it was geshochtem properly. No shayla. There's only one shayla. There's a shayla can have a Yiddish shlachtos, but it could be that there was a behemoth, there was a treifer. I mean, that could happen by him. So, there were two different mekaymes that had different anhogas. There was one mokim that anhogin, that mokim was shemachrizen. That means when there was a treife, there was a treife, they shechted a treife. So they were machis, it became mufulsim in the shtot, there was a treife today. Now we have to understand, we're speaking about fresh meat. Before refrigeration, we're talking about the day I bought the meat, I know today was geshocht. There's no shayla about it. It's not talking about yesterday's meat. We're talking about today's meat. So there was one mokim that when there was a treife, they were machas. Today there was a treife. We'll see later how the oifen hachosa was. Today was a treife. That day that they were machas, that today was a treife. So a yid knew he can't buy from a goy meat. There's a treife. There's a treife today. Maybe, what did they do with the treife? Some of they sold it to a goy. So now you can't buy from a goy meat because we know there's a treife, there's treife meat in the shtot. Could be this goy brought treife meat. What if there was no achrozah that day? It means there's nothing was heard. So a person could go to a goy and buy meat. Because what's the shayla? He zicha got it from the tabochim. The tabochim ha'elech yidin. There was no hachosa whatsoever that there was a treife. So it's not a treife. So then, lechatchila, one can purchase from a goy. There's no problem whatsoever to purchase this meat from a goy. So this was in certain mekaymes and machizen, if there was a treife, there were machiz, and everyone knew, today, you don't buy from a goy. You'll go to the tabuch, you'll tell them that the tabuch will sell you kosher meat. I mean, you won't sell a treife meat. But don't go to a goy, because now a goy has access to treife meat, and
And if you'll buy from him, you can end up with Reifa.
There was another Mokke. They weren't Machis. They weren't Machis when there was a Reifa. But they had another Minik. They were never Machis, period. That means that when there was a Reifa, there wasn't a Reifa, there was no Hachosa whatsoever. So what is Pshat in this Mokke? So in this mokim, a mokim she'ein machrizin, so you know, you never buy from a goy. I know I can't buy from a goy, period. It's ein machrizin. I haven't the faintest idea what happened in the shuk, what happened in the shlachtois. Was there a treifer? Wasn't there a treifer? I have no proof whatsoever that there wasn't a treifer. So in this mokim, everyone knew you don't buy meat from a goy. Because there's a possibility that a treifa was geschochten today, and the guy bought it and finished. So memela. So these are these two mekaymes. Mokim shemachrizin. If there was no achroza today, you can buy from a guy without batting an eyelash. It's zicher kosher meat. Mokim. That's mokim shemachrizin, and we didn't hear anything. Mokim she'ein machrizin, so everyone knew, don't buy from a guy. I don't know what the matzav is. Could be there was a treife, so you never buy from a guy. That's how that was the anhogis in these two mekayims. Now. So now the Gemara is going to try to be mevayer, the baraisa. We hear that baraisa was a multitude of halachas, to sell to a guy, a yerech, a tuche, not to sell to a goy. Velus a treifes. We are not to make a shliach a goy. We had a multitude of halachas over here. So now the Gemara is going to explain these halachas. The first halacha, Omamal, uboivet kechovim, by a goy, ben shleimo, Bein chatucha einitzoch litol heimena gidanosh. We heard that a person is sending a yerech to a goy. There's no difference if the yerech is shleima. A yerech shleima, there's no problem. Everyone knows it's a gidanosh there. Or it's a chatucha. If it's a chatucha is a very misleading yerech because it would seem that the nikah was made, and really it wasn't made. But it says you're allowed to send a yerech chatucha to a goy. Frag the Gemara, b'may yaskinen. Ileime b'mokim shemachizim. If we're speaking about a mokim shemachizim, that means when there's a treife, there's a treife. So, amokim shemachrizin, when today they weren't machiz, so we know it's kosher meat. And if we know it's kosher meat, so you'll have to buy from a goy. So if it's speaking about b'mokim shemachrizin, chatuche amayini tzorch litle menu gidanoshe kivin deloy achus, also lemizben minei. If it's speaking about amokim shemachrizin, and there was no achroza today, and so I know it's you're allowed to buy from a goy. How are you allowed to sell a goy a yerech chatuch? This is a shaklach takola. There was no achoze. I can assume the meat that the goy has is kosher meat. There was no treife. And now the goy has a yerech chatuch. So I'll think that the was menaker the yerech. Elo pshite b'mokim shein machiz. So we have to say it's speaking about b'mokim she'ein machriz. Oh, so now let's understand. So we're speaking about a mokim she'ein machrizim. That means if there is a treifa, there's not a treifa. No one knows about it. No one ever knows if it's a treifa or not. And in this mokim, no one ever buys from a goy. You can't buy from a goy. Maybe it's a treifa. So the Barais is speaking about Amokim She'ein Machizen. You never buy from a goy. So Mamela, the Reish is beautiful. You go and you have a Yerech Chotuch, you're going to give it to the goy. What's there to be afraid of? The goy, there's no problem whatsoever. Let him eat the gid. There's no problem with the goy.
So the goyim is no problem. What you'll be afraid of, maybe a yid will buy this yerech from a goy. Chas v'sholem. Yid will never buy from the goy. This is a mokim she'ein machrizin. So every yid is a sofik. Maybe this meat that the goy has was a treife. So never buy from a goy. So memela, so it's gemaldik. So that's pshad. You can sell a yerech. You can give a yerech chotuch to a goy. And you have nothing but to worry about. It'll never get into the hands of a yid. A yid will never buy it from the goy, because the yid doesn't know if it's treif or not. So that's pshat. So we're speaking about a mokim she'ein machrizim. Eima mitzios. Well, fine. So now we know what the b'raisa is speaking about. Let's see the next case. Mipnei shnei dvorim amru ein moichin nevelis utreifes loivet kechob. For two reasons, you're not allowed to sell nevelis or treifes loivet kechob. Echad, mipnei shemateyu. That means this gneivus das over here. The goy is under the impression that he's getting kosher meat, and you're selling him nevelis or treifes. So you can't sell a goy nevelis or treifes. That's one reason. The echad, in the second reason, you're gonna sell him the Velus and Treifus, so he is now the Velus and Treifus is in possession. He might go and sell this to a Yid. You're giving him the Velus and Treifus, he might sell it to a Yid. What's your problem? Sell it to a Yid will never buy by him. A yid will never buy by him. So memela, what are you afraid of? It says you're not allowed to sell him a treifa because he might sell this to a yid. If it's b'mokim she'ein machizim, so a yid know you never buy from a goy. So why can you sell it to the goy? Why can you sell it to the goy? Elo pshite b'mokim she'machizim. It's speaking about a mokim she'machizim. So what's that a mokim she'machizim? So there was a treifa over here. So what's that mokim shemachizim? Zot Rashi. Let's just see one Rashi. We have to go to the sugya before we see all the Rashis. Ela b'mokim shemachizim, v'hayoyim ira lahem oynes shaloi hechizim. Hilka osi Yisrael mizbet minay. That means today there was an oynes that the loudspeaker system got. Went on the blink. They couldn't be mefarsim that today was a treife. So memela, we're talking about a day that it's a mokim shemachizim when there's a treife. An oynes occurred, they couldn't be machiz. So now, the butchers have a treife over here. There was a treife. They could not be mefarsim that there was a treife for some reason. Now, the Hamoin Am does not know what happened. The Hamoin Am does not know what happened. Fakel, they didn't hear anything. So they're under the impression all the meat is kosher today. It would be a treifa. We'd hear about it. So the Hamoin Am is under the impression that all the meat was kosher today. Lemaise, there's a treifa behemah over here. There was a treifa behemah. So the Tana says, don't you dare sell it to a goy, because this will make a terrible mikshel. You're going to sell it to the goy, and the Yidin think that there was no treifa today, he's going to sell it, and so Yid is going to buy it from the goy. So it's speaking about b'mokim shemachizim. V'al pi onus loy hichrizu, not allowed to sell it to a goy. So the Mitzios is speaking about a different mokim. It's speaking about a mokim shemachiz. Fact. Yeah. Eima seif. Now let's see the next case. Lo yoimer odom loivet kechovim kachli bediner zebos. A person should not tell a goy, here's a dinner and buy meat for me. Mipnei shnei dvar. Because of two reasons. Echad mipnei hanosem. One reason, by giving him money, this can bring about, I'll steal from the butcher. Echad. Shema moichem loy nevelis atreifus. See, it's talking about a frumishayla, a yiradeh dike shayla.
you're going to give him, you're going to give the money to the goy. The goy is going to go to the butcher. The butcher will see that there's a goy that wants to buy the meat. He'll give him the melas and treifas. He won't tell him I'm a shlich. He sees a goy, he'll give him the melas and treifas. Fregt de gemore vi bemokim shemachizen. If you just told me the mitzios is speaking about a mokim shemachizen, that means, if it's a mokim shemachizen, so, if they were machiz, that is a treifa today, so what do you, if it's a mokim shemachizen, the gemara means, and they weren't machiz, and they weren't machiz, so you know it's kosher meat, so what are you afraid of? That the butcher will give him fresh treifa meat. There's no such thing. They weren't machiz. Elo pshita b'mokim shein machizen. So it's speaking about b'mokim shein machizen. So memele, so just like you're not allowed to buy from a goy, you're not allowed to tell a goy to buy from a yid, because the yid sees a goy. B'mokim shein machizen, goy can have treifas, because there's no kilkel over there. So this goy will come to the butcher will give him a treifa. No one knows about it. We never buy from goyim. And so the butcher will have a treifa and they'll give him the treifa. So speaking about a mokim shemachiz. But if it's a mokim shemachiz and v'lo yechizu, that means, so today there's no treifa, so what are you worried about? So we have a problem here. We have a problem that we have here. Three bovis, and somehow they're not speaking about the same case. That was the Gemara's kasha. Frag the Gemara, Reishe v'seife b'mokim she'ein machizen, mitziyosa b'mokim she'machizen. So you say that's chatting the Bereise. The Bereise is speaking about the Reishe that says, you're not allowed to sell. You're allowed to sell to a goya yere chotoch, speaking about mokim she'ein machiz. The sefer that says you shouldn't sell a goya, you should make a goya shlich to buy meat, is mokim she'ein machiz. So memela, so then the tabuch will give him treifa meat. And the mitziyosa that says you're not allowed to sell a goy treifas, because he'll sell a ta'id, he's speaking about b'mokim shemachizim. He's talking about different cases. That's very modern. And I mean, and the baraisa is sosum. You don't have such a thing. You don't have such a baraisa that we're talking about. Oh, these halachas are based on certain okimtes. The baraisa doesn't say one word. And I just say, the reishas and the sages speaking about emachizim, the mitziyosa is speaking about b'mokim shemachizim. You don't have such a thing. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, En reishe v'seife b'mokim she'ein machizen, mitziyosa b'mokim she'machizen. Abaye says, yeah, speaking about this. There's a moradik eritve. There's a moradik eritve. I mean, this is the Gemara said for Akasha. I mean, I'm making a kimtis and Abaye said a moradik ezach. We'll see there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rove, and we'll appreciate more fully the machlokes of Abaye and Rove. Abaye said, all three cases are speaking about one tzir. What's one tzir? There was no hachroze, there was no hachroze that day. There was no hachroze. There was no achoze. Why there was no achoze? That there's different reasons between the reisha and the mitziyosa and the sefer. The reisha is speaking about mokim she'ein machizen. There was no achoze, you don't buy from a goy. There's no problem. The mitziyosa is speaking about mokim she'machizen, but there was also no achoze. Why was no achoze? Because it was an oinus. But also no achoze. The sefer is speaking about mokim she'ein machizen. There's no achoze.
So Memela, so therefore, the butcher can sell to the guy Treifer meat, because the Mokim Shein Machizen, you're allowed to sell Treifer meat to a guy, because they'll never end up by a yid. But Abaye gesagt, all cases, this is what the Ritva says, all cases of the Baraisa are speaking about one case, Lehichrizu. Know this, so Memele, so that's the common case. But there's a difference, why Lo Yechizu? The Reish is speaking about Lo Yechizu because it's a Mokim Shem Achizim. So Memele, there's never a shash that a Yid will buy the Yerechotach from the Goy. The last Bob is speaking also Mokim Shem Achizim, so therefore there's a shash that the butcher will sell to the Goy. But in the middle case is speaking about Lo Yechizu. There he has got speaking about Amokim Shem Machizin. But they weren't Machis. They weren't Machis. So Mamela Amokim Shem Machizin, they weren't Machis. And then a Yid is under the impression that it's kosher. So Mamela, you're not allowed to sell Tagoy because Lo Yechizu. And then it's Amokim Shem Machizin and they'll think it's kosher. That was a bite. Lava Omar, Lava said, no, Kula b'mokim shemachizim. It's speaking about Kula b'mokim shemachizim. It's all speaking about a mokim shemachizim. Reisha v'seife shehichrizu. They called out that day there was a treife. It's speaking about all three cases are speaking about the same mokim. Mokim Shemachizim. And it's speaking about the Reish and the Sefer is speaking about that day they found a Treife and they called out there's a Treife today. No, the day they call out there's a Treife, so Mamela, you know you can't buy from a Goy. So the Reish is speaking about that there was Mokim Shemachizim, Chizad is a Treife, so that day there's a Treife, so you won't buy from a Goy. So Memele, so I'm allowed to sell a goy a yerechotuch. What's going to happen? A Yid will never buy it from him. Because today they know there's a treife that was found in the shtot. The sefer says that not allowed to send a shliach, not allowed to send a shliach to the, a goy is a shliach to the butcher because the butcher's going to give him a treife because everyone knows that there's a treife that's valging around, so Memele, they'll never buy from the goy. He's allowed, he'll give the goy. The Mitziyasa is speaking about Mokim Shem Achizim, the same case like Abaye, but V'lo Yechizu. There was an onus and they weren't Machis. They weren't Machis. So, what's the Machloikis Rov and Abaye? The Shaila is it speaking about the same case, or Lo Yechizu, or the same Mokim? That's the Machloikis Abaye v'Rova. Rova want to say, no, all three cases is speaking about the same Mokim. Mokim Shemachizim. For Seitzach, there's a difference in the cases. The first case is speaking about the Chizu, that was a Treifa. The third case is speaking about the Chizu, that is a Treifa. Second case is speaking about Onus Lo Yechizu, but speaking about the same case. That means since the Baraisa did not tell us Beferis, so speaking about the same case, the same Mokim. It's a different Siyah. No, but it's the same Mokim. That was what Rav held. Rav held it's Kedai to say that all three Bavas are speaking about the same Mokim, but it's a different Siyah. And Abai held it's better to say that all three cases are speaking about that Lo Yechizu. That's it, but it's talking about different Mokim. That is the difference between Abaye and Rava. But Al Koponim, what do we have so far? We have so far, now we understand, the crux of Sailet Abaye, Sailet Rava. We have here a Baraisa that tells us three halachas. The first halacha and the last halacha is, we don't have to be afraid a Yid will buy from a Goy. That's the first halacha and the last halacha. And then, so according to Rav, it's speaking about Pemokim Shemachizin Bechizu. According to Abaye, it's speaking about Pemokim Shein machizah. The middle case is speaking about, I have to be afraid, I will buy from the goy. And that, according to both of them, is speaking about a mocking shemachizim uba'onis loyachizim. That they agree in the middle case. And the machlekes is in the first and last case. This is the machlekes abayavod. Ravashi yoma, Ravashi said, kulo b'mokim she'ein machizim. Ravashi said, all three cases are speaking about b'mokim she'ein machizim. Now, Rav Ashi did not want that the chukim, because v'nishtvi, the baraisa was very soso, and v'nishtvi, there's a difference between the middle case and the first and last case, and the Tana did not, was not meramis anything. So Rav Ashi said, all three cases are speaking about one mokim in one case. All three are talking about one mokim in one case. What is the case? Avashi makula b'mokim she'ein machizim. It's speaking about mokim she'ein machizim. So let's make a chesed. So the first case is good. Ein machizim, if there's no achose, everyone knows you don't buy from a goy. A yid will never buy from a goy because ein machizim could be the was a chayv. So the first case, is the Mokim Shemachizen. So Mamela, you're allowed to give a goy a yerechotuch. You don't ever buy this from a goy. Maybe it's treif, you won't buy it from a goy. The last case, you can't make a shliach, a goy is a shliach to buy meat because the butcher might give him a treif. So Mokim Shemachizen, so Mamela can give him a treif and there's nothing what to worry about. The middle case. The middle case, it said, you're not allowed to sell a goy a treife. Why? Because maybe this goy will sell it to you. No, amokim she'ein machizen. Amokim she'ein machizen. So, what do you mean he'll sell it to you? The yid will never buy from a goy. It's amokim she'ein machizen. Rav Ashi oma kula b'mokim she'ein machizen. Umitziyoso gzeira shema yimkareno bifnei Yisrael. Now, I just like to say the way Rashi learned Pshat. Let's learn Mumshat and the Gemara the way Rashi says. So Rashi learns Pshat as follows. Let us, according to Ravashi, we're learning now according to Ravashi. The middle case said two aloches. For two reasons, you're not allowed to sell a goy nevelus a treifus. One reason, you're masa the goy, you're fooling him, is nevis das. And the second reason is because the goy is going to sell a tayyid. That's what the baraisa said, two reasons. So let's first delve on the first reason. The first reason, you're not allowed to sell to a goy als nevis das. We're speaking about a mokim she'ein machizim. It's a mokim she'ein machizim. Fine. So Yid knows already, you can't buy from a goy because maybe there was a treif. But when a goy buys this meat from a Yid, he's not such a big London like the Yidin. Man, he knows this is a... But the Yidin had a system. When there was a treife, so then there were machis, and then, but like, I'm sorry, the mokim shei machis, and the Yidin knew that they won't be mefarsamit. You have to know, sometimes it's treifes, sometimes it's not treifes, it's the mokim shei machis, so they knew one thing, don't buy from a god. That's what they knew. And this system of mokim shei machis ensured that a Yid would never end up with a treife. Because he goes to a goy, he won't go to a goy, because could be it's a treif, mokim shem achizen, and then he goes to the yid, he'll give him kosher meat, so he has nothing but to worry about. But mokim shem achizen. The goy the guy, when he buys meat, he goes to this Jewish slaughterhouse, the Schlachtois. I mean, he doesn't know all the lumdas over here, and the same achizim could be, etc. It's a kosher, dog. He thinks he's getting kosher meat. State, so the Baraisa says, number one, you should tell him he's not getting kosher meat. If you want this, that means two reasons you're not allowed to sell him trei for meat. One reason not to sell him trei for meat, make this das. He's going to a kosher shlachtos, he doesn't know all the chesbonos, that is possible, it's a treife. These chesbonos the Yidden know, that's their guidelines, they shouldn't be nitchel and achilas treife. But he doesn't know all these chesbonos. So he's under the assumption, in roi vehemis einom treife, some amele, he's under the assumption he's getting kosher meat. He's getting kosher meat. So you have to tell him, so now to sell him treife, because gnevis das, he thinks he's getting kosher meat, number one. A treife is not such healthy meat. So he's buying kosher meat. He's under the impression he's getting kosher meat, number one. Then the Braisa says another thing. Don't sell him. It says in the Baraisa, you're not allowed to sell. Let's see what's this middle bover. The middle bover says, a meichin nevelis a treifis loibet kechovim echad neshemase, because he's fooling the guy. So what is the case talking about? So we're learning Rashi now. So Rashi, the case is talking about, it's a mokim she'ein machizim. And I sell the guy a piece of meat without telling him that it's treif. I tell him it's treif, it's not minei. So it's speaking about, I'm selling him treif meat without telling him that it's treif. So the Baraisa says, you know, that's also because you're this gnevis das of the guy. You've been going of das of the guy. Treif, number one. Number two, the Baraisa says, if you're going to sell treife meat to the goy without telling him that it's treif, besides the gneivus das of the goy, there's another problem. There'll be a yid that's standing there watching this transaction. Like this, he knew that it's a mokim shem achizim, so he can't buy from a goy meat. Because maybe it's a treifa. Now, there was a yid standing there and watched this whole transaction. The guy came over to the yid. I want to buy some meat. No problem. He gives him a piece of meat. Now the yid is listening. So, is this meat treif or not? So he said, no. If it's treif, he would have told him that it's treif. It's treifas das. If he didn't tell him, it's kosher meat. Oh, so now I know this meat I can buy from the guy. This meat I can buy from a guy. Because I was standing there. He didn't say one word. That it's straight. Now, if you're an elocha person, you know, it's gnevis das of a guy. I'm under the impression this butcher is his elach. And he didn't tell him one word that it's treif. So al kochoch. So this is not treif for me. I mean, mokim she'im achizim doesn't mean that all the meat is treif, chas v'sholem. When there's a treif, you can't know about it. It could be there's a treif, but there's kosher meat also. Now if this meat would be a treif, Yitzchak would have told him. He didn't tell him. So tzarai, it's kosher. So the middle case is speaking about that he did not tell him that it's treif. And that, the Baraisa says, you're not allowed to do this for two reasons. One reason is gnevis das of the goy, and a second reason, because it's not only gnevis das of a goy, already, I'll get through with Shemayim, I guess, Lakamut. He's not too worried about that, but he says, you know the reason. You're going to be Mizalzon, the name is Nasav, and you know what's going to happen, Ayid is going to eat Trevis because of you, because he's going to think you're an Elohi Yid, and Mele, he'll derive from this, that the Mistam, it's not Trevis, he didn't tell him anything. So I can now buy from the guy. Notaka buy from the guy. So what did Rav Ashi say? So Rav Ashi had a moiridike pshat in the Braise. All three cases are speaking about mamish monsir. It's speaking about b'mokim she'ein machizim. It's speaking about mokim she'ein machizim. No, the middle case. So it's trape, so a yid won't buy, but the middle case, we'll say, is the middle case, a yid that watches this can, since he didn't tell him that it's trape, a yid that watches this will be under the impression that it's kosher to me, so that's why you're not allowed to sell it to a goy if you don't tell him that it's trape for me. There's two reasons. Mishnei Teit. Because of two reasons. One is Knevis Das, and one bring a Mish. And it's speaking about all one case. Let's go a little further before we see Rashi. Heichi Machrezino. Now, we just said before, when there's a Treife, Remachrez. Remachrez, when there's a Rokim Shemachizim, Remachrez. How are we Machrez? Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef Nofal Bisro Livnei Chelo. That means it would seem like this. It would seem that means the Shlachtoise belonged to Eden. The clientele was more or less Eden. And most probably there was not enough meat for going. They would sell it to Eden. They would, I mean, the Eden, they didn't have such so much meat to sell, so it's a Yiddish Shlachtes, we'll sell it to you. What happens if they had a treife? So now they wanted, now they can sell to the Goyish customers, because this meat they can. So they were machis, nofal bischol of nechele. Today, we're selling meat for Goy. Selling meat for Goy. So, Hamas or Yovan, what's today manish down or Hayom Mikol Hayomim? Why today they sell meat for goyim? So they understand, because Mistama there was a tray for today, so Mamela, so today a goy can come to get meat also. That's what, but that was the hachoze. Today goyim can get meat from us. Shrekt the Gemara, Veleime, Nofal, Treifto, Livnei Chela. Why do you have to say it? So today a goy can buy? Let's say Rochel Bitzchak Tana. Let's say we have tray for meat to sell to Goyim today. Like this is this Loshen is a very sosom de Kaloshen. Today the Goyim can buy meat. You want to be machis that is a tray for. So be machis, Rochel Bitzchak Tana, no for tray for all of Nechela. So the Gemara says, lays on me. No. You know, if you're going to say we have tray for meat for the Goyim, so you're saying already, listen, so we won't eat it, because it's treif. You go, you can come and eat it. We have treif for meat for the goy. That's too insulting. It's too insulting to the goy, and he won't sell it. He won't, by making such a achroze, that novel treif to livnei chela, they won't sell it. We don't want that they should lose business either. So you have to announce it in a tactful oifen. That the butcher will be able to sell it to the goy will buy it, like and also the Eden will understand that today you can't buy meat from a goy. So this was the practical oifen how to be machis. Nafal bischa lebnei chela. So the goy doesn't feel like he's an oisvah. We have tray for meat, we can't eat. No, let the No. Today we have meat for goyim. Amasko yoven, and the Eden will understand, and the goyim will buy it. Fine. The rechte gemore, v'komati lo, the means if you don't say Rochel Bitcha Ktano, you're telling the Goyim that what? They, we have meat for Goyim. No, they don't understand the Oymek Adro. Today we have meat for Goyim. So they'll think there was a surplus of meat and now you're selling for the Goyim also. So, but they're under the impression they're getting kosher meat. And really they're getting Treifa meat. So how are you allowed to make such a chaza? How are you allowed to make such a chaza? Nofal Bischel of Nechela. It's very good. The butchers will have business. But if the Goyim won't let the Goyim shake up, they won't understand the Oymek Advarim. In other words, they won't understand that they won't understand that this is treifa meat, so they're under the impression that it's kosher meat. He didn't tell them rochel bitcha ktana, so they're under the impression they're buying kosher meat. So lemaisa vaitatz knevis naring up the goyim, says knevis pass of the goyim. So Mor says inu de komati nafshayim, they're fooling themselves. That means, who told them to understand this achrozeh the way they want to understand? I just said there's meat for goyim. Why there's meat for goyim? I didn't tell them that it's kosher either. That's what the goy wants to understand. That it's a kosher of meat and there's a surplus of meat. That's his goyish cup. I didn't tell him that. If he wants to find out, let him ask. If Lamaisi wants tak a healthy meat, let him ask. I just said this meat for goyim. So that means, now, why this meat for goyim? I didn't say any reason whatsoever. He thinks it's meat for goyim because there's a surplus of meat. So that's, I didn't fool him. He fooled himself. He had the opportunity to ask me, why is there meat for goyim? If he didn't ask to eat the matya nafshi, that's not called the neighbor's task. And now the Gemara brings Amir de Kemaise. Ki ho de marzutre bereid Rav Nachman. Amir de Kemaise. Marzutre bereid Rav Nachman, ave ka'ozel misicho lebei mechuse. He was going from the city Sicho to Bei Mechuse. We're going to Sicha. So they were going in opposite directions. Pogu Adodi, and they met each other. Rove that Mazutre was going to Bei Mechuze, and he sees walking towards him Rove Verav Safra. Who saw la'ape you the kosi? So he understood. He's going to Bei Mechuze, and these two Tamidei Chachamim, Rove and Rav Safa, going towards him. They want to go be mekabel ponim. Amir de Gezach, Amir de Kekoved, Absazoy, they're going to be mekabel ponim. They went out all the way. Omalu, lomu l'abonin de troyech va'osi kulahai. He shouldn't have done it, please. To walk all the way to come, he just left Sicha, to come all the way to be Mekabel Ponim. Snish, he shouldn't have done it. That means, inwardly he felt, but really, I mean, it's not necessary. I hear the cover, but shouldn't have done it. Omale Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said, Anan le havi dini de kosama. We didn't know you're coming. We're going here for different reasons. God, you're coming. We met you. But, let me tell you, we have a yedinin, but if we would have known you're coming, we would have walked more to be mekabel ponim. That means, let me tell you the truth. We met you, we didn't go to be mekabel ponim. We're going here, and God, coincidentally, we met you. But it doesn't mean that if we would have known that we would have gone to be mekabel ponim even more than that. Omalei Rove, so Rove told Rav Safra, I time at Amat Lehoch. Why do you have to open up your mouth and say that? I have to tell him that Yenna thinks we're Mekabel Ponim and we're Mechabedim. You tell him, no, we didn't come to be Mekabel Ponim, you. Tachlishte Litaite. He can't chalisha sadas. Before he felt very good. Rav and Rav Saf are going to be Mekabel Ponim. Now you told him, no, we're not Mekabel Ponim. Amalei, Vokamatino. What do you mean I shouldn't tell him? Like this, we're fooling him. That means he thinks we went to be mekabel ponim him, and lemaise the levakos atoitos that we mekabel ponim told us it wasn't necessary. But if I won't tell him, so he thinks we mekabel ponim. So Rav told Rav Safra, No. We're not fooling him. He fooled himself. We didn't say one word. We're walking and we meet him, and he thinks that the reason we met is because we went to be Mekabel Ponim. We did something to be mad to him. That's Gneivas Das. He fooled himself. So why should you make him feel bad? Let him feel good, Taker. So this is what Rav said. So Memele, that's the same thing. If we tell them that there's meat to be sold for the goyim, and they think the reason is because there's abundance of meat. I never told them that. Yud the kamati anavshe, and there's no problem of Gneivas Das.